Radio that talks with you, not at you. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Celesta Ranisi's Timely Topics in Childbirth. Each week, Celesta and her guests bring you information and advice that will change cultural attitudes about childbirth and family health. Now, here's your host, Celesta Ranisi.
Greetings! It's me, Celesta. How are you? You're listening to Timely Topics in Childbirth, and we're coming to you from sunny San Diego, California. It's so beautiful out here today. I created this show primarily to help women understand that there are alternative options to their mainstream health care, and from a more holistic and natural approach. I like to call this the midwifery model of care. And the reason we call it the midwifery model of care is because we encourage women to take back their power to choose for themselves what is best care for them and their children. Now, the job of the midwife is to empower women to provide the options, education, support, and information women need so that they can make really good choices for their families. I want to say thank you very much to our sponsors who have been out there helping us do this. We are still in a crisis mode, still trying to raise that $12,000. I want to say thank you to those of you who have done your part to help keep the show going. We still haven't reached our goal, so I'm asking that you please, please check us out on our website, California Association of Midwives. Website at www.californiamidwives.org, or you could contact Casey Trump here at Voice America and just let her know that you're wanting to support Timely Topics in Childbirth and want to see the show keep going. We have a wonderful guest today. I'm kind of excited about this. This is a good topic. We have Lynn Griesmer. Did I say that right, Lynn?
That's close. It's Griesmer.
Griesmer.
Yeah.
She is an awesome, what we call a birth philosopher. I love that title. Mm-hmm. She wrote the book, Unassisted Home Birth, An Act of Love, and she has a motivational CD called Your Body, Your Birth, Secrets for Satisfying Successful Birth. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
It's great to be here, Celesta.
Good, good, good. Okay, everybody's been buzzing about this show. I'm really excited to discuss this because there's so much back and forth controversy about it. I felt it was really important that women understood this option, and I'm really thankful that you decided to come and be on the show. So let's talk, first things first, what is unassisted birth?
Unassisted home birth is basically the intentional decision to give birth without a doctor or a midwife. So it could be the husband and wife, it could be the woman birthing alone, maybe the husband's in another room, the children might be present, or there might be a friend or two in the home helping out, maybe the mom is there, but we are not paying anybody and we are not hiring anybody when we give birth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how did you come to this? Tell us your story.
Well, I had given birth four times in the hospital. This is just what I did when I got pregnant. I looked around for the nicest doctor in town and asked my girlfriends, you know, what doctor do you recommend? And it was mainly based on his personality. And after my fourth birth, I was tired of feeling that this is such a special moment that should be very private, and yet I'm hooked up to these monitors or I'm birthing around strangers. It felt like a performance. And it left me feeling empty. And my births have been pretty short from start to finish, about 3 hours or so. And I'm really embrace the natural model of birth. I don't want to take an epidural. I don't want all this medical technology surrounding me. I'm a tough person who deals with pain management with my mind, and I'm not afraid and scared that, oh my gosh, get me my epidural. So I'm not like that. So I already have certain things in my personality that would be good to be a good home birth candidate. And so after my fourth child was born, I said to my husband, Bob, I really would like to have a home birth if we have any more kids. And just let that idea sit. And, of course, I had nobody in my world who had home births. So this was 1996, and it was just an idea I had on my own. So with the second two children, one born in 1996 and the youngest born in 2002, we had unassisted home birth. And I know some people will ask, well, how did you skip the step from hospital to doing it on your own? What about a midwife? And I quickly dismissed a midwife idea. Number one, there wasn't a good choice that I had in South Carolina at the time. One woman was all business. I didn't feel a bond with her personality. I felt she wanted me to sign a contract. She wasn't giving me information. She exaggerated. She was telling me what I would have to do. You have to go for this test. And there were more rules and regulations. So what I thought should be a completely private event was still not going to be good enough. And I don't know if it was a lack of good midwifery care that sent me to doing this on my own. That was the initial reason, but I quickly embraced an unassisted home birth because it's really, you know, being a midwife, birth is a completely primal, you're hanging loose, you're giving birth, and I really didn't want another woman, paid or unpaid, being at my birth. So that's how I sort of found my way to unassisted home birth.
Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting because what women need for safe birth, according to Dr. Buckley, Dr. Michelle O'Dont, you know, Dr. Chamberlain, is they need to feel safe, secure, and unobserved. So I understand that. And as a midwife, I try to provide that. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, you had three babies already, or four babies?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Before you did this, and you had had pretty easy births. What about the woman who's not had a baby yet?
Ooh, that's a growing trend in unassisted home births. And let me just say there's two basic reasons why people would choose unassisted home birth. It's not because they can't afford a midwife. It's either they might have progressed toward it, they've had a hospital birth, it wasn't very fulfilling, they might have had a C-section, and they felt violated that they should not be in the category, it was unnecessary. And maybe they progress towards an unassisted birth. But ultimately, it is a philosophy. It's a philosophy that we don't want interference, that birth is a natural process, and if we just leave the hormones to work as they are intended, even the most subtle thing on a woman's mind can affect her labor and her birth. And subtle meaning, what does her mom think of birth? What do the women close in her circle mm-hmm. think of her? Mm-hmm. And even if a midwife is present, it could pose inhibitions. So usually it ends up being a philosophy. And what I see happening more and more is that some women in the younger generation are coming up with this philosophy and having their first birth unassisted. And I think that's wonderful. So I don't really necessarily think that someone has to have a good past history like me. In fact, I think it's wonderful when a woman does not have a good past history and someone is telling her that she is risked out, she's a high risk, and she goes on and finds the courage to combat the fear and has an unassisted home birth and everything goes well. And the problem we have with birthing is that the external is infiltrating the woman's mind and she's not birthing from within. She's listening to all these directives outside of her, and other people end up defining birth.
Well, one of the things that most midwives try to do is be there but not be there, because we recognize and we understand that a woman needs to feel that unobserved and just private place, mm-hmm. that the less intervention, the better. So most midwives are in that. So when a couple is looking, and it sounds to me like maybe, I don't know if I would be able to be with a midwife that was very business, was shoving a contract in my face either.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be careful for myself to not paint a picture that all midwives are interventive.
Yeah.
So let's address that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Would you say that it, as a whole, is the home unassisted home birth community looking as midwives as interventive?
No.
How do they look at midwives differently than they would a hospital or a birth center, for example?
I think we recognize that there are all sorts of midwives. There is what people call a medwife, you're talking about, the interventive,
mm-hmm.
the medical-related one based on state laws. She has to do this and has to do that. In the state of Virginia, I had a sister-in-law who was bound by the state laws, and if she did not give birth within 20 hours of her water breaking, or 24, I don't know the law, she would have to be transported. She felt pressure. She beat the deadline by about 20 or 30 minutes, but that last... That's insane to put a woman on a clock.
It's yes, like, that is hard. Yeah.
You know, so there is some of that, that the midwife's hands are tied because they could get in trouble. But I think that we recognize there's all different personalities, all different styles, and we're not critical of midwives. I thought long and hard a few months ago, okay, would I have a midwife at my birth right now if she was the most unobtrusive, in the background person? And my answer right now is no, because I completely trust the birth process to the point where I don't know why I would need or want a midwife. And that is not critical of midwifery. That is an example of what my philosophy is. You know, ultimately, it would be great if doctors, midwives, and unassisted home birthers had a rapport so that before the birth, during prenatal care, or after the birth, we could help each other out if we felt we had a need, but there's not a really good enough rapport going on so that you're kind of operating alone, yet with whatever support group or network you can come up with. It's how I see it. So I'm not criticizing midwifery. I'm just wondering, do I need a midwife? And it's almost like nowadays we have so many life coaches, and they can help you with your career, getting your life in balance, doing the balance wheel, and many people will seek out their services if they feel that this can help them, and I think that's great. But what I believe that I have a good enough background and understanding of my life that I don't need to seek the services of a life coach. Therefore, I'm not really criticizing that field. I'm just saying that I personally do not feel like I want to choose a life coach.
Right.
And
okay.
So in my work, I'm not obnoxious where I try to tell everybody, hey, have an unassisted birth. No, I try to encourage women to ask questions and come to a place that they're comfortable with. If they're going to be comfortable in the hospital, they want a doula, you know, what I would mention is, you know, try to be comfortable outside the hospital and show up as late as possible to the hospital because there's a lot of interventions going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really comes from within the woman what she decides. If she decides she wants a midwife, I believe she should take it seriously as to who she is hiring and who she's inviting to her birth.
Mm-hmm. And I think also the comfort level of a husband. I mean, a woman could be bent on doing this, but a husband is kind of on the fence.
Exactly.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, that's where one of the big problems is that some women will really want an unassisted home birth, and the husband is totally against it. He's afraid of it. He feels he's the protector of the home, and I don't want to take this risk. And that's a tough situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and again, I never recommend a woman to carry a secret and to just spring it on her husband at the moment of labor, and they're going to have an unassisted birth. Couples have to keep on communicating. The husband, we would hope, comes to really hold his wife up with up on a pedestal and see what is in her heart's desire, and hopefully he will support what she wants.
Right. We have a break. When we come back, we'll be here with Lynn Grismer and Celeste Ranisi at Timely Topics in Childbirth. We're talking about unassisted home birth. Stay tuned.
Finally, radio that has real depth. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Are you a woman who has always wanted to live a healthier, more holistic lifestyle, but not sure where to start? Pregnant? Breastfeeding? Needing an exam or experiencing symptoms of midlife changes? A celebration of birth and life just might be the place for you. For centuries, it's been midwives who have brought personalized care to women and babies. San Diego midwife Celeste Ranisi started a celebration of birth and life, providing women a cost-effective alternative to care with emphasis on childbearing, breastfeeding, women's cycle, miracles and detoxification. Fortunate to have been able to meet many women and midwives around the world, Celesta brings to her clients traditional midwifery. The staff at A Celebration of Birth and Life are committed to bring a comprehensive, down-to-earth, and holistic approach to your health needs. Log on to sandiegohomebirth.com and let us help you find the answers you're looking for. That's sandiegohomebirth.com, your online celebration of birth and life. Remember, if you don't know your options, you don't have any.
I had heard about midwives from a friend.
I didn't even know midwives still existed.
We Googled midwives and California and found the website for the California Association of Midwives.
Through their directory, we located an experienced midwife that serves our community.
She gave us great care during my whole pregnancy, the birth and postpartum period.
Our midwife was awesome.
To find a midwife near you, call 1-800-829-5791 or visit californiamidwives.org.
Radio that talks with you, not at you. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
You've been listening to Celesta Ranisi's Timely Topics in Childbirth. If you have a question about midwifery or would like to join today's conversation, the listener lines are now open. Our toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to Celesta.
Welcome back to Timely Topics in Childbirth. I'm your hostess, Celesta Ranisi, and we're here with Lynn Grismier. Grismier?
Griezmer, it's a tough name. Don't look at the spelling.
Thank you for your grace. We're discussing unassisted home births and why women choose that. You know, some good things, you know, I totally support a woman's choice to have her baby any way she wants, anywhere she likes. So I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Lynn, you had all these wonderful hospital births. Why not just go with a midwife? I mean, just in case there's something, why don't you use a midwife just in case?
All right, well, you know, why bother with the midwife if I think that nothing's going to happen? Now, this is not naive thinking, but here is what my research showed. I was told once by a nurse in the labor room, oh, you're bleeding quite a bit. So in my mind, that was my first birth in 1988. In my mind, as I was preparing my unassisted home birth, I thought, okay, hemorrhaging is a red flag. I have a fear of hemorrhaging. And the other red flag was I have a fear of a cord being wrapped around the baby's neck.
Mm-hmm.
And those two fears, I went to my, and thanks to the midwives, the wonderful resources, Sheila Kitzinger at the time, and Ina Mae Gaskin, and several others. And what I found in my research about hemorrhaging was that, and the statistics might be different, maybe my research is off, 90% of the time a woman will hemorrhage at a birth because in the hospital they pull that placenta out, they're yanking it out quickly. And I thought, great, I probably won't hemorrhage because we're not going to be pulling that placenta out within a few minutes. So that set aside one fear. And then I thought, okay, well, what would a midwife do that I couldn't do regarding hemorrhage? And then I also talked to somebody who said she was practicing midwife for 25 years, and she said the best thing to stop a hemorrhage, and because assuming that the hemorrhage happens after the placenta is out, is to eat a part of the placenta. And I thought, I could do that to save my life. And so why did I need a midwife when I felt I had the answer all on my own? And then as far as a cord wrapped around the baby's neck, I would just unravel it. And so those were my two fears. I know that other things can go wrong. I know that a friend talked to me about, all right, Lynn, you could have an oxygen tank at your birth if you'd like. And but she said, but let's talk about that. If you have an oxygen tank, make sure you know how to use it. And also consider this. If that oxygen tank is sitting in the corner of your bedroom, it might give you a fear factor where you might, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy, you might actually need it. And again, some people might think that is naive. Let's have this backup equipment just in case. But I think that all these little subtle things could build up an expectation in your mind and could, and what I'm trying to do, and many others during unassisted home birth, we're trying to to work through our fears realistically and overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, so I thought to myself, okay, what will I really need a midwife for? And I was 15 minutes from the hospital with my first unassisted birth and 5 minutes from the hospital with my second unassisted birth. So I just thought, if something goes wrong, I'm going to get myself to the hospital.
So who's going to make the decision that you're ready to go to a hospital?
I feel my intuition. I can't explain it scientifically or what was there would be something in my mind, if I'm paying attention to what's going on with this birth, that I would pick up and go to the hospital. What would cause me to go to the hospital would probably, well, first I might make some phone calls to some friends, but I think if I kept trying to push and push a baby out for 2 hours, that there could be something wrong there, because my pushing stages were, you know, like a reflex. They just kind of, a couple just kind of slid out, and a couple, you know, not very long. We're talking, say, 10 minutes or less of a pushing stage. So with my history, if I, for some reason, seem to have to be making such an effort to push a baby out, I would think something might be wrong in my situation.
Okay. Now, how about the woman who's never had a baby, is having her first baby? It isn't a fast 3-hour labor or 4-hour labor. Now it's going 12 hours, 24 hours, never been able to make an assessment, has no actual idea of what labor or what to expect. How does she make that decision?
Well, I think that childbirth takes tremendous patience. And if that, hopefully that woman has been cruising around the internet and will hear of a story of a woman who had an 80-hour labor, 5 minutes apart contractions, total exhaustion of her energy. Finally, she had to sleep in between some of those contractions, and she was dozing. So the woman who's never given birth, patience is number one. Our society is so into hurry, let's schedule, this is not moving along. Why do we need to move it along? Perhaps that baby is not ready to release itself. And maybe that woman, if her labor is going longer than she would like or expects, work on your mind. What is it that I am not ready to release and become a mother? So I think that she really needs to go inside and do some hard inner work. I don't know what other advice I would give. That some women, it may take 24, 30 hours. Some, it may take 3 hours, but you don't really know what it's going to be for you.
In the event that you have a baby that's compromised, who makes the decision or the call whether the baby is truly compromised?
Since my husband caught both babies, I think he would know if it was purple. You know, it wasn't. And again, you know what, Celesta? You and probably most of your audience know a lot more about birth than I do. I do not know all of the technical reasons, but I feel confident enough that I know some basics. So who makes the decision is whoever identifies that it could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If my husband firmly decided and thought something was wrong, I would probably listen to him. I would probably mm-hmm. go along with his fear. And if I voiced myself strongly, I don't know. I've never been faced with that. I would be ready to be faced with it, and I can't speak about what I might do.
I understand that, of course. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If, and this has happened, but doesn't happen a lot, I have to say I'm very lucky. I have the cream of the crop women. But one of the reasons why I have another assistant come with me to a birth, and sometimes a doula, only if the client is asked, is because I have two patients at a birth. I shouldn't even say patients because they're really not patients. I should say clients.
Or expectant mothers.
Yes. They're hiring me to assist them in their process. They're not hiring me to do anything to them or necessarily tell them what to do or anything, but to assist them in their process.
Okay.
One of the reasons I bring another trained assistant midwife with me is in the event, and it's rare, but it has happened,
mm-hmm.
where a perfectly normal birth goes, and then at the moment of birth, we have a little bit of difficulties. Baby's not responding, breathing adequately enough to, you know, maintain a proper heartbeat or respirations, and mom's bleeding. and you have one midwife, and you have two clients that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I have one midwife there specifically for baby at birth, and then one midwife to follow through with mom, because birth doesn't end with mom until the placenta's born and baby's latched on.
Mm-hmm.
So birth doesn't end when the baby's born.
Yes.
In the event that you have both of mom and baby, and this could happen, I'm not saying that, it's a very small percentage of women that have these difficulties, especially if they're unobserved and feeling safe and very private, they're well-educated, you don't have a whole lot of problems at home birth.
Right.
It's just the facts.
Mm-hmm.
But in that situation, what does the unassisted home birth couple do to prepare for such a situation?
Well, we're ready to call 911, I suppose. Now, that it's possible that the mother could die, the baby could die, that there's extra time that it's going to take us to get to the hospital. But what we are focusing on is that 99.9% everything will come out. The 0.01 or the rare, rare, rare case is probably, in that case, you will dial 911. For women who live out in the country, who may be 45 minutes from a hospital to an hour, that's something that they have to seriously consider. So if I personally am in that situation, I'm going to be calling 911. I need extra expertise, but I am taking not a gamble. I am assuming that I'm going to be in the 99%.
And when you say 99%, you're talking about 99% of what?
That the mother will come out alive and the baby will come out alive from childbirth. That we will not, like you said, the mother is hemorrhaging and the baby is not responding and might need some medical equipment. So that is the percentage that I'm not focusing on. If I were focusing on that, then I don't think I would have an unassisted home birth, because I would still have unresolved fears.
Exactly. But when we promote or when we give the option, we have to be very careful, because there's many young women who are going to come in, take grasp of that, and run with it without becoming prepared for it. So my question again would be, what do we do? What does the family do to prepare for such? Do they just wing it?
I guess you could say wing it, but unassisted birthers are very well prepared. This could be like a doctor telling me, what if a childbirth goes wrong in a hurry, in a flash? Well, anything could go wrong in a flash. I could get in my car and go driving down the street and it could hit a tree in a moment's notice. So to prepare for it, you do as much research as you can, and you really work through all of your fears. You have a backup plan. And that's pretty much it. I mean, it could sound naive. I mean, does that sound like I am putting my life and my baby's life in danger because I'm having an unassisted home birth?
Of course, I totally support.
Maybe
I'm playing devil's advocate here. Am I doing a good job?
You're playing devil's advocate with me. Well, I want to throw you back some questions, too.
Okay.
And if you can't answer it, that's okay. But I just have to say that we are focused on the best outcome.
Oh, darn, we got a commercial coming. We have to do this. Please play devil's advocate. That's kind of fun.
Okay.
But hang on, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great conversation with Lynn, and she's the author of Unassisted Home Birth and The Act of Love, and her CD, Your Body, Your Birth. We're coming right back. Stay tuned with us.
We don't beat you over the head with our opinion, and we listen to yours. The new face of talk radio, Voice America Women's Radio Network.
I had heard about midwives from a friend.
I didn't even know midwives still existed.
We Googled midwives and California and found the website for the California Association of Midwives.
Through their directory, we located an experienced midwife that serves our community.
She gave us great care during my whole pregnancy, the birth and postpartum period.
Our midwife was awesome.
To find a midwife near you, call 1-800-829-5791 or visit californiamidwives.org. Are you a woman who has always wanted to live a healthier, more holistic lifestyle, but not sure where to start? Pregnant? Breastfeeding? Needing an exam or experiencing symptoms of midlife changes? A celebration of birth and life just might be the place for you. For centuries, it's been midwives who have brought personalized care to women and babies. San Diego midwife Celeste Ranisi started a celebration of birth and life, providing women a cost-effective alternative to care with emphasis on childbearing, breastfeeding, women's cycles, and detoxification. Fortunate to have been able to meet many women and midwives around the world, Celeste brings to her clients traditional midwifery. The staff at a celebration of birth and life are committed to bring a comprehensive, down-to-earth, and holistic approach to your health needs. Log on to sandiegohomebirth.com and let us help you find the answers you're looking for. That's sandiegohomebirth.com, your online celebration of birth and life. Remember, if you don't know your options, you don't have any.
We talk with you, not at you. We're Voice America, Women's Radio Network, the new face of talk radio.
You've been listening to Celeste Ranisi's Timely Topics in Childbirth. If you have a question about midwifery or would like to join today's conversation, the listener lines are now open. Our toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to Celeste.
Hello, welcome back. We're here with Lynn Grismer and Celeste Ranisi, and this is Timely Topics in Childbirth. We have a couple of callers online. I was hoping we could take those callers, Lynn. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we have our first caller, Christine from Georgia. Christine, are you there?
Yes, hi, this is Christy Callahan from
Georgia. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show. Do you have
a question
for us?
Well, I mostly wanted to appreciate Lynn for her contributions. Back when I had my first child with a midwife, I started reading her book and ordered Marilyn Moran's book from her, and she was just such an encouragement to me to look at my options, and I just wanted to thank her publicly for that. My most recent pregnancy, I found myself still pregnant at 44 weeks, and I was wondering, okay, am I crazy for planning an unassisted birth? And I got the tapes out from the husband-wife birthing conference that she has on her website, and listened to those again, and I just was reassured. And so I wanted to thank her for that and encourage other people who are listening who are thinking, okay, am I completely crazy for wanting to do the birth? And I want to encourage people that I've done it, Lynn's done it. There are real people who have had amazing, empowering birth experiences, and we're real people who, you know, shop at the grocery store every week, and, you know, we're not like weird people with fangs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let people know that there's support out there from real life people like Lynn and me.
Mm-hmm.
I love her CD that's out, that she just put out. I learned so much, even though I've been a birth professional for many years. I was just enlightened and illumined. And folks can also go to my website, prenatalcoaching.com, and get information there. And I just want people to be encouraged and supported that you can have the birth that you desire, whether it's doing the VBAC in the hospital that you're really hoping for. I've coached people for that. Or whether it's having the intimate husband-wife birth that you've dreamed about and helping people become a reality for people. I'm just so excited about what Lynn's doing. And
well, thank you very
much.
You
go. Christy. I'm your fan.
Thank you very much. And you bring up a point that it's very important for women to surround themselves with the correct resources. Invest in some good books, CDs, tapes, DVDs. Laura Shanley, author of Unassisted Childbirth, has a wonderful DVD, A Clear Road to Birth, and this shows women unassisted home births.
Mm-hmm.
And when women see these images and they see these testimonies, they hear these stories, this is what makes a difference in women's lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Another midwife, Ronnie Falco of gentlebirth.org,
mm-hmm.
was very excited to listen to my CD that she ordered a large quantity, and I'm offering a big discount, 40% discount, when people order 10 or more of my CDs. And, you know, this is something we need to get out.
Oh, we need to talk.
What?
We need to talk.
Yeah. This is my CD is for any woman in the childbearing years. And even Ronnie says, Lynn, it's fabulous. Your stuff about body image, goal setting, using your imagination during birth is good for any woman who is going to have a baby. It's
awesome.
Not that it's about unassisted home birth. I'm not trying to tell somebody have a natural birth. As a birth philosopher, I really want people to question. I want women to know, if every woman out there could know the physiology of birth, they would know, if they read Sarah Buckley's book, Gentle Birth, Gentle Mothering, they would know that don't have an epidural, that everything, the hormones are working so incredibly complex that when we start intervening and interfering, you know, birth was made by God or
right.
Mother Nature
right.
a certain way, and once we start getting more invasive, we mess the whole process
That's
up.
So true. Lynn, we have another caller. We have Susan from Missouri. Susan, you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Susan. You have a question?
More of a statement.
Okay, share it with us.
Okay, I'm the mother of seven. Four of mine were born at home unassisted. My youngest was born just 3 weeks ago. And I believe that midwives are vital to giving women freedom of choice in birth. But I have to say, in my 5 home births that I've had, the only one that I had any problems with was when I had a midwife and she insisted on breaking my bag.
Hmm.
Because my son was being born in the call. And so that was the only time that we've had problems. And I like what your listener had just said about how important it is to have support when you're wanting and you're desiring an unassisted birth. I'm one of the organizers for the 3rd National Husband Wife Home Birth Conference that's going to be taking place in July of 2009 in Liberty, Missouri. And if any of your listeners want any more information about that conference, they can go to my blog, which is spiritledbirth.blogspot.com, or they can check out Lynn's website also.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Can I say something else?
Sure.
I just want you to know that I take a special interest in the spiritual nature of birth, and I believe unassisted birth facilitates family bonding and greater connection between husband and wife, as well as a couple's connection with God. I found that many women are being led to unassisted birth right now, but they're hindered by society's traditions and also by fear. And so I'm excited about all this media coverage that's happening around unassisted birth right now and about our upcoming conference. And I just want to thank you, Celesta, for having Lynn on.
You betcha. I'm glad to have her. Thank
well,
you.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Susan. Have a good one.
You too.
We have one more caller, Augustine. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Lynn.
Hi,
Augustine. It's Augustine.
Hi, Augustine.
I'm calling from Southern Oregon, and I'm a practicing midwife here, as well as the mother of 3 babies born unassisted. And I was just calling to say, Lynn, when's your next book coming out?
Ooh, probably 2 years. I don't know. It's a lot of work.
I know, but you do an excellent job. I always love reading your words, and I'm very impressed with your new CD. And just want to encourage you in all that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
I do have a question for you, though, Celesta.
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering, you're a midwife as well, correct?
I am. I'm in Southern California.
And that's what I thought. And so obviously you're open to the topic of unassisted childbirth, as am I as a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering how you're handling that in your practice or in your community.
Well, I support whatever a woman's choices are for her birth, whether it's unassisted, whether it's with a midwife, whether she chooses to go to an obstetrician, and even the mother who feels like she needs to have a scheduled C-section. It's her choice. And I may not agree with everything, especially the scheduled C-sections, but in my practice, I've had couples that are doing unassisted births and just come in for maybe a prenatal, or I have been called out to
assisted, a placenta that wasn't coming readily. All we really needed to do is stand her up, and the placenta came out. I do get calls. I don't know if it's just because I support an assisted home birth, but it's not part of my practice. But I don't discourage women who choose to do that.
Are you getting any flack in your community from other midwives?
I don't think, no, not personally, but there's definitely controversy. There's people that are like feeling that it's not a safe thing. And for myself, again, it's about whatever a woman wants to do. I take, like I said, in my home birth practice, I don't practice by myself. I always bring someone with me. And after doing hundreds of births, I do that because sometimes, in a very small percentage, sometimes women need assistance.
Yeah, I agree.
And when I have a mom and a baby that need my help, I do not want to be bouncing between a mama and a baby.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't want to do that. So do I encourage women to have an assisted home birth? I encourage women to do whatever it takes to make a good birth for themselves.
Uh-huh.
It's not about what I want. It's more about what they want.
Yeah, but I agree. You do encounter a lot of midwives that have very strong opinions about this, though. And, in fact, for myself, I gave birth unassisted before I became a midwife. And I had all kinds of women from the unassisted community disappointed that I was choosing midwifery. And I feel like there are very established camps of beliefs on both sides. And it's sort of my mission to try to, like you said, bridge that gap and help women choose what's safest for them and not have a strong belief that one way is better or the other. But you do feel that sometimes, this flack from either midwives, definitely from the OB community, and then from unassisted moms feeling
yes,
like midwives
there.
Are...
Yes, are definitely the tension, or I don't even know if the word tension, definitely that is there. But you know what? It's our job is not to... Our job is to encourage women, to support women, to give women their options, to help women know what's right for them, to be there in the event that they need help. That's what our role is. Our role isn't to form social views of how we think it should be. I'm actually trying to not have that by doing a radio show like this, for example, because most women mainstream have one view of how they're supposed to have their babies and have no clue of all the options they have.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, as you can see, my passion is giving women choices.
Yep.
And that's what the whole radio show is about.
Well, good for you. I applaud your work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so it was good to talk to you. Bye, Lynn. Let's keep in touch.
Bye. Thank you. And I'll just make one comment about safety. For all of those women, all of those midwives who believe that unassisted home birth is unsafe, and those midwives who are afraid of it and who think women are making crazy decisions by not hiring a midwife, well, I could be an OB saying the same thing about a midwife at home. I could be an OB who feels that there really is all this equipment on hand in a moment's notice to help save the life of a baby and a mother. So an OB could criticize a midwife for not being 100% completely safe at home. So like you said, we really shouldn't get into all these disagreements and arguments. We acknowledge that we have different opinions, and Augustine is right. There are some unassisted birthers who do believe that women who've given unassisted birth have sold out and become midwives, but I believe that we need to help women with their reproductive needs and giving birth, and we need midwives, we need doctors.
I agree. Lynn, hang on. We're going to take one last break, and then we're going to come back.
Okay.
Hang on.
Talk radio that informs, entertains, and enlightens you. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Are you a woman who has always wanted to live a healthier, more holistic lifestyle, but not sure where to start? Pregnant? Breastfeeding? Needing an exam or experiencing symptoms of midlife changes? A celebration of birth and life just might be the place for you. For centuries, it's been midwives who have brought personalized care to women and babies. San Diego midwife Celeste Ranisi started a celebration of birth and life, providing women a cost-effective alternative to care with emphasis on childbearing, breastfeeding, women's cycles, and detoxification. Fortunate to have been able to meet many women and midwives around the world, Celeste brings to her clients traditional midwifery. The staff at a celebration of birth and life are committed to bring a comprehensive, down-to-earth, and holistic approach to your health needs. Log on to sandiegohomebirth.com and let us help you find the answers you're looking for. That's sandiegohomebirth.com, your online celebration of birth and life. Remember, if you don't know your options, you don't have any.
I had heard about midwives from a friend.
I didn't even know midwives still existed.
We Googled midwives and California and found the website for the California Association of Midwives.
Through their directory, we located an experienced midwife that serves our community.
She gave us great care during my whole pregnancy, the birth and postpartum period.
Our midwife was awesome.
To find a midwife near you, call 1-800-829-5791 or visit californiamidwives.org.
Finally, radio that was made just for you. Voice America Women's Radio Network.
You've been listening to Celeste Ranisi's Timely Topics in Childbirth. If you have a question about midwifery or would like to join today's conversation, the listener lines are now open. Our toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to Celeste.
Hello, this is Celeste Ranisi. You're listening to Timely Topics in Childbirth. We've had a great show today, Lynn.
Thank you. Yeah, great.
So here are some things that I want. If a couple are really wanting to do an unassisted home birth, what are some of the most important things they need to consider, and what can they do to find the resources they need to get prepared for this?
Okay, what they need to consider, number one, is they're going to have courage to go against the prevailing cultural birthing model. That's number one. They're going to need a lot of courage. So in finding this courage, they need to distance themselves from the negative people in their life. Perhaps some of their women friends have had C-sections, have a fear of birth, are going to judge them. Perhaps it's a good idea for them to be kind of quiet about their plans as they are building confidence, to take on some new friends, to meet with people via email or in person who have had unassisted birth. They need to build themselves up to a high positive state of mind. They need to physically, I think women know what they need to do. They can do their own prenatal care. They need to follow proper nutrition. You know, try to get yourself in optimal health before pregnant or while you're pregnant. So there's a lot of physical things that I think women can find, and a lot of resources are on the internet. You can decide what you believe is valid, what will help you. Actually, I prepared by reading a lot of good midwife resources.
And DVD and videos. Good grief.
Yeah, and so you have your resources. You really have to work on your mental frame of mind. That is number one.
What's the childbirth success kit you were telling me about?
Okay, so let's back up a minute. So I decided, since there was a lot of midwifery stuff out there in 1996, I did come across Laura Shanley's book, Unassisted Childbirth, and the same website, unassistedchildbirth.com. Her title and her book title and website are the same as our mine, unassistedhomebirth.com. So I wrote a book on unassisted home birth, and now recently I'm still a big advocate of unassisted birth, but I also want to reach out to women to take them along a little farther on the continuum, to start making them ask questions about birth. So that I developed my CD and also a childbirth success kit. And since you asked about the childbirth success kit, it's $59.95, and it includes a copy of my book, a copy of the CD, which are two different things, Another book that is only available through this offer, The Birth of Your Dreams, How to Have a Successful Birth Experience, and also a 30-minute phone consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So I have given a full money-back guarantee if someone is not satisfied. And if you read my book, listen to my CD, and read my other book, and hopefully you will get something out of a 30-minute conversation with me, you cannot fail. You will be guaranteed to have a much better birth experience than without this kit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's new. It just came out a few months ago, so I've only sold a few of them, so I can't tell you the success rate, but I feel very confident based on different people saying, I love your CD, I love your book. And again, I want women to succeed. I want them to have a satisfying birth and to know that it's so important, that birth is a transformational process women will go through, and they are shortchanged in the hospital, and we are not upholding the dignity of women. So the Childbirth Success Kit contains everything. And
it has the books and the
book
CDs
and the CD.
And,
and again, I'll give my website, unassistedhomebirth.com. You can go and read more about it, and I'll tell you a little bit about my book and a little bit about my CD. And my book is not a how-to book. I know that I have been criticized. Some people want a how-to. And you know, Celesta, in life, I don't think anybody should really tell someone how-to. This is a complicated issue that each woman has to arrive on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So my book is basically a lot of theory, some philosophy, and also I did a lot of questionnaires to men. My longest chapter in my book is Men in Birth, What Goes Through the Father's Mind.
What does go through a father's mind?
Yeah, the fathers, but what I found with the fathers is their adrenaline gets pumping. We all have a little bit of fear. I will admit, nobody is perfect, all right? Birth is, you're giving birth to this, your belly is huge, and this baby is coming out. And there's it's not 100%. I am fully confident that everything is going to work out. There might be a little nagging voice in your head. And so with men who are taking on this responsibility by being involved in the birth, they are not center stage, but they are often involved, whether they're receiving or catching the baby or just supporting the woman in what she wants to do. So sometimes the men that I talk to, at first they might have a little fear, and they get, what happens is as a woman transcends the moment during birth, most of these men do too. Their adrenaline
birth
is pumping, and they're right there, and they're excited, and the accomplishment you feel after you've had this unassisted birth is like nothing else. It blows away the drama that goes on in the hospital, and that it's just birth in its most beautiful, sensuous form.
Lynn, awesome!
That is the truth, and that's why I will keep talking birth until the day I die.
Good.
It is so important, and women are shortchanged. There's too much exploitation going on, and it's got to stop, and I will do my part to try to spread the word and help people feel, hey, birth is pleasurable. I mean, people don't even believe that birth can be a pleasurable, wonderful experience.
Yes, it can. Lynn, I so thank you for coming on our show. It was just been a great, great show. And I'm sure that any of you out there that are listening, if you want to get a hold of Lynn, you can contact her on her website, www.unassistedhomebirth.com. And you'll be able to see her books and her success kit and ask more questions. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was great.
Okay, thanks, Lynn.
Good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, well, thank you very much for joining us on Timely Topics in Childbirth. We had a really good show today. And in order to keep these types of topics coming to you, we need your support. So, again, I'm going to reach out to you and ask for your help in supporting the show. And if you can just get a hold of us at California Association of Midwives website, www.californiamidwife.org, or you can contact Casey Trump here at Voice America. We would love to hear from you, and I want to say thank you to those of you who are supporting us and keeping us on. So until next time, America, you just remember that you have choices and that they are accessible to you. And if you remember, if you don't know what your options are, you're not going to have any. So join us next week, and we'll have another episode of Timely Topics, and you have a really good holiday. Happy Easter, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for joining Celeste Ranisi and Timely Topics in Childbirth. If you would like more information on midwifery, visit our website at www.sandiegohomebirth.com. We look forward to you joining us next week for another episode of Celeste Ranisi's Timely Topics in Childbirth. Have a great week.
Finally, radio that was made just for you. Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Check this out. MyMoneyAngel.com showed me how to make $5,000 a week. If you want to learn how to make $5,000 a week, visit now www.MyMoneyAngel.com.